I am humbled and honored to fill in for the legendary Paul W. What a treat. And I'm excited to be here. I think we still have summer going on, so it's a double win here for me today. I got to tell you, it was one of those weekends where you could have just sat in your couch if you didn't want to get out, but the sun was beautiful, and just watched sports all weekend. How great was it? We had the Tigers, we had the Lions, we had U of M. It was amazing. And with this, I had to get the inside take since I had the honor and privilege of doing so with Anthony Bellino, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and Anthony Bellino weeknights, our color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. I got to tell you, AB, you with me, my man?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Going from Uncle Paul to Uncle Todd. I love this. This is fantastic. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. The treat is mine, seriously. So you had to be just like riveted by what was going on today with, or this weekend with what was happening on TV. I mean, Saturday night, we got the Tigers winning, extra innings. What else? And we got the Lions. So give us a little breakdown from your perspective.
I mean, look, this is exactly what we want. And, honestly, we had a little exhibition hockey, right? I mean, we had our last preseason hockey game with the Red Wings winning Saturday night in overtime, 6-5 over the Leafs. We've got the Pistons, the Detroit basketball tipping things off tonight for their first preseason tilt against the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis at 8 o'clock. Of course, we have the Tigers splitting their games in Seattle, boy, dramatic fashion. Last night, and I'll tell you what, Julio Rodriguez, I mean, you talk about clutch there, and I know it was fun for about 5 minutes when Torque hit that game-tying double to, you know, move a couple runners.
Oh, yeah.
2-2, but the chance, I mean, the chance for the Seattle crowd to get to witness their first home playoff win since 2001, to hear the crowd chanting Julio's name, and then for him to get up in the box and then deliver, the game-breaking RBI, that was stuff the theater's made of. I mean, that's a moment that he'll remember for the rest of his life, and something that will live in Seattle sports lore for the rest of those fans' lives. I mean, 47,000 strong in attendance there, that was awesome. And then, of course, the Lions. I mean, you beat the Browns and the Bengals in the same week that the Tigers send the Guardians home. I mean, just Michigan dominance over Ohio. What a beautiful week to be alive. This is fantastic.
This is true. All right, so just one take, just from the fans' perspective of Seattle. I mean, I'm watching the game, and you actually saw a wife take off her husband's glasses and give him a hug because he was crying, and how intense for their first victory in postseasons in 25 years. That was a bit much for me. But it was a made-for-TV or made-for-movie game. It was one of those games where, seriously, to bring one home for them or win one at home for them was pretty amazing. I want to go to the Lions. I got to talk to you about the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
You got to love, and Dan Campbell, I wish we could get him to coach the Ryder Cup, but Dan Campbell, to bring in what he brings in, and the enthusiasm, he says, I'm not going to get down on a win. There's some things we got to correct. I don't know if they played for 60 minutes. They may have played for 52 and took 8 minutes off, you know, when they allowed 21 points in there. But the game, I think, two things. One, defense. And two, how big is David Montgomery? I mean, oh, my gosh. To throw a touchdown and score a touchdown, and every time, if I just been watching him, and every time he just grinds. I think the Lions are as good as ever. What say you?
They might be better than advertised, and I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. You know, everybody made such a big deal when Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn left. It's like, oh, my God, the coordinators are gone. You know, Todd Flood, everybody forgot how to play football. You know, death, doom, and destruction, right? I mean, we're going to lose every game this season. Look at the schedule. And for a couple of weeks, I've contested that, you know what, this team might actually be a little bit better. I want to give credit first to Kelvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator, because this defense is completely different. And obviously, Aiden Hutchinson being healthy, I mean, you see the impact. I mean, this guy, he had 3 sacks yesterday and 2 of them were called back. One on a defensive holding from Terrion Arnold. Poor guy. Just got to keep his hands himself. Likes to get a little handsy out there. Let's just reach out and touch somebody. And then the other one was because Hutch lined up he was offside, lined up in the neutral zone. But I'm telling you what, the entire game, you could tell, like, he was going after that sack. Like, he wanted one so bad, and he eventually got it on the strip sack, and that was just awesome. Cincinnati ends up recovering the football, you know, so be it. But you turn over Jake Browning 3 times because he felt the pressure, and I think Kelvin Shepard's done such a good job of dialing that up. Our linebackers are flying across the field. Alex Anzalone Derek Barnes, Jack Campbell. I mean, for so long, we have been looking for impact players at that second level, at that linebacker position, and those guys are just doing a hell of a job. You can actually catch, shameless plug here, Alex Anzalone. He'll join the Mitch Albom program later on tonight here on 760 WJR, so that'll be fantastic.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then offensively, you mentioned David Montgomery. I heard in the post game, you know, Sam Laporta gets a game ball from Dan Campbell, and the one thing he says that he loves about this team is that everybody's so selfless, and that's exactly what it is. You know, yesterday was Demo's game. He gets to play in front of his home fans in Cincinnati, where he was a quarterback. Obviously, they did the story about his sister being paralyzed in 2024, and she gets to be there in front and watch her brother, you know, play the game that he played. Not only a touchdown rushing, but also a touchdown passing as well. Just simply sensational. It really is a we before me type of mindset and mentality for this group, and that's what makes them so successful. You know, I saw some people talking about J-Mo on the internet because he only had one catch, I think, for 9 yards. But if you noticed on the big catch that Sam Laporta had down the right sideline, exactly, he's out there looking for somebody to hit. He's going to talk about reaching out and touching somebody. If you want the rock, you got to block. And even though he's not getting the volume of touches, he still stays checked in, and that is a sign of maturity within that specific group, that position group as a whole, wide receiver, known as a diva, known as a me position. We don't have that on that team, and we are so blessed and fortunate. And we survived a game in which Taylor Decker, you know, didn't play at left tackle. So I think that that is A-OK right there, partner.
Oh, no, no question about it. You mentioned the linebackers. You mentioned the D. I got to tell you, they were flying around. I don't know, when you saw Derek Barnes get that safety and what he did, the move on the guard, to get around the guard and get that safety, it was unbelievable. I mean, he had the guy planted, and it was just amazing to me what they've done. But to your point, no I in team. You could take these coaches and take them around the country and put them in every executive board meeting and have them talk about, you're only as strong as your weakest link. You're only as strong, you know. I mean, they just build this team. And that's what I love about it. And you hit the nail on the head, the selflessness of it. But I got goosebumps thinking about how good our lines are, how great Detroit's going to be this Tuesday, tomorrow night. You know, I'm sure you're going to be there, but the big game, Detroit's going to be just, I don't know. It's epic right now what's happening in our city with our sports.
You know, and you think about it, too. By the way, Derek Barnes, we should have filed some sort of assault claim against Arizona. You go back to his knee injury last year. It was a feint. It was a cheap shot by the tight end from Arizona. I'm still angry about that because I love Derek Barnes.
Right.
You know, he just chopped him low. But you think back to the NFL draft. You think back to, you know, Dan Campbell getting hired. You think back to all the positive momentum. J.B. Bickerstaff, what he's done with the Pistons. A.J. Hinch, how he's turned around the Tigers. You think about all this positive momentum for the city economically. You think about our sports team. We're on the rise, Todd Flood. Look, I'm getting the juices flowing right now. It's only 12:15. And I got some porterhouse steaks I got to cut over here. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you.
My brother. You be well, bud. I look forward to hearing you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with Focus and Todd Flood filling in for Paul W. What a treat. What a pleasure. Just after this.